Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's some really interesting data, by the way, on the kickoffs so far through three weeks. We're going to get to that. Also, Atlanta and the fan base down there not happy with head coach Raheem Morris. And they believe that Sunday is a must-win for the head coach. More on that coming up as well. All right, Terry McLaurin's got a quad injury. We know that he is seeking at least a second opinion. Ian Rappaport says he has sought several other opinions, including from the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. What's your reaction to Terry being injured 3 weeks into the season? I mentioned this. I had a number of reactions to hearing that it was a second opinion. I had a reaction when I saw that he had a quad injury. I was not assuming it to be serious. I don't know why. I guess because we didn't hear anything about it being serious the other day. I thought that, and I did via social media, we haven't talked about it yet on the phone lines, I thought that a lot of you would be really upset and, you know, and would say, see, told you so, that if, you know, he missed all of camp, now he's injured. My reactions are, why do you need so many opinions? I'm not being critical of it. It's more curiosity because not everybody gets multiple opinions. We do know sometimes teams aren't thrilled when guys go outside and get lots of other opinions when they've got their own medical staff. Also, you know, is it related to missing camp? Also, skeptic in me, would this be a thing if he had gotten the contract that he had wanted? I honestly think that this is an individual, a player, that you don't have to think that way about. I think more than 50% of the players in the league, especially at that position, you would certainly wonder that. And then, you know, if he ends up being injured and missing games, this is what the team would say is the reason they don't want to give, you know, massive, massive overpaid contracts for culture setters and really good players. Because at that position, their analytics say it's more probable that there is diminishing returns as the player gets older. And then also, what are they going to do without him if he's not able to play? You know, what if they don't have Sunday Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin? The receivers would be Chris Moore, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Lane, and Luke McCaffrey. They would certainly elevate somebody from the practice squad. You know, probably a Ja'Cory Brooks, maybe a Tay Martin. I think Tay Martin may have been on the 53 for the opener. I may be wrong about that. Or maybe they just added him back to the practice squad. That may be what I'm thinking about. I mean, Ja'Cory Brooks looked the part in the preseason, for whatever that's worth. Physically, he looked the part. His hands were really solid. And they gave him, remember, as an undrafted free agent, they gave him some real money. You know, whereas most undrafted free agents really don't get legitimate, you know, signing bonus money. They did give it to Ja'Cory Brooks. So They could be, I mean, you talk about limited, you know, no matter who the quarterback is at wide receiver, if they don't have Terry and Noah Brown. For a lot of you that are big Luke McCaffrey fans, it certainly would increase his snap count, no doubt. Chris Moore, though, is the guy they feel most comfortable with. He had the second most snaps in Sunday's game against the Raiders after Terry. Terry had 35 of the 58 offensive snaps. Chris Moore had 33 of the 58 offensive snaps. All right, 301-230-0980. We've got a phone line open if you want to jump in. Just, you know, your thoughts on Terry's quad injury. Let's start with Devon. Devon, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Long time no hear, man. First time of the season,
while,
I believe. Yes, sir. I just feel like it's unfortunate. I'm right on point with you, Kev. It's just unfortunate. It's going to be easy to say, oh, see, that's why, see, he didn't train. He wasn't in training camp and things of that nature. But, I mean, I think it's more like, important to see our team, with, like you just mentioned, without Noah Brown and Terry. Okay, he's hurt. No matter what caused the injury, lack of, whatever. What Doc always say, who is going to be on the field? That's what I'm worried about. So we need to go trade. We can't go out there with no loot. We only got Debo. Like, if we're going to depend on the Crosby, Brooks, the Moores, like you said, it don't matter what quarterback out there. Hopefully we being proactive. You know what I'm saying? And, man, call Miami. Hey, Tyreek. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody. So I take it off.
Yeah,
there,
I mean,
man.
I think that you really need Terry McLaurin out on the field. You know, to be your best, you need 17 on the field healthy. You know, whether he gets targeted a lot or not, if you end up with Chris Moore, McCaffrey, and Debo out on the field, and Jalen Lane, you know, you're playing a bit left-handed, for sure. And that's just too many of your starters out. Now, they ran the football very effectively against the Raiders, and Debo is a guy that is absolutely a weapon. In fact, you know, he's been their best weapon offensively through three games. But, yeah, it's interesting. G, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, seeing you right. If Sabah or Ian call in, you go hear them people talk about the, I told you, shouldn't have paid him. He should have been there. Shouldn't have paid him. He wasn't worth the money. That's what you go hear that if Sabah.
Well, no, they would. They would say, Ian would say, should have paid him right from the jump, given him the money. It's only money. It's only a couple million bucks. It wasn't a couple million bucks.
Well,
it was like 50 million, 30 million bucks. And
you
had him from the beginning.
You said you was expecting your base to be complaining or more complaining. My thing is, like, you can get guilt walking your doggy, like Al Pacino said on Heat. Like, it's not because he wasn't there. That ain't why he hurt. Injuries happen. That's why he fought for his contract like he did, and everybody was complaining about, because one bad cut and one bad hit,
right,
your career is derailed. So it's not because of that. And these athletes nowadays, they spend millions of dollars in taking care of their body. So it ain't because he wasn't at camp or wasn't in shape, in playing shape. And if we got to play without him, I say we better go up Home Depot and pick up somebody, because our receivers have looked like people that we picked up at Home Depot because they can't get open. I think it's more Cliff Kingsbury needs to do what we did last year, control the clock, control the possession of the football, and run the football like we did against the Raiders, and play conducive to who's out there on the field. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He did kill walking his doggy.
The receivers did get open the other day. They didn't get open against Green Bay. Green Bay and the Raiders are completely different defensively. But I'm with you. I mean,
100%.
I'm not going full Doc on you and just saying I don't want to talk about players that aren't going to play in the game, because
hey,
of course
no,
we're going to talk about Terry on Wednesday. On Sunday,
hey,
we don't have
no,
to talk about Terry when he's been ruled out, or whenever he gets ruled out. But they're going to, if he can't go They're going to miss him. And then the combination of him and Noah Brown being out, you are really limited at that position. And then if you have to go with Marcus Mariota instead of Jaden Daniels, I mean, I'm not, you know, among the small group of people thinking that Marcus Mariota is as good as Jaden Daniels after Sunday's game. It's an uphill climb. You can do it, but it's an uphill climb.
That's why it's important for Kingsbury to earn his keep. He's supposed to be this offensive-minded dude. If you know Terry and Noah Brown ain't out there and you got Mariota taking all the snaps, you play what's on the field and draw up a game plan that makes them dudes out there successful, not the ones that ain't playing. And I ain't have a problem with him going to get no second or third opinion because my father worked in a hospital for 40 years. You always go get a different opinion, especially when you had a health and training staff.
I get that, but your father wasn't. Well, your father wasn't in a facility with many medical people either.
The FBI raided the joint a couple years ago.
That was the old regime, and that was over. What was that over? Pain pills.
Either way.
No, but what was that over? Was it pain pills or was it like Xanax, anti-anxiety stuff?
I don't know because everything was alleged. And all I know, everybody celebrates San Francisco 49ers being this stalwart organization. Their training staff can't keep nobody healthy neither. So you always go get a second opinion and take care of your body how you need to see fit. Man, that's it.
See ya. I want to – what was that?
Love you, Sam.
It was that guy Vermillion. I don't remember the resolution to that. The DEA on October 7th, 2021, opened up an investigation into Washington football team trainer Ryan Vermillion on the distribution of prescription drugs. As a trainer and not a physician or nurse practitioner, Vermillion would not be allowed to give out prescription drugs according to federal law, nor can physician... I don't remember if it was painkillers or something else. For whatever reason, I think it was like anti-anxiety drugs. I think that's what it was. I could be wrong about that. Let's go to Bones. Bones, go ahead. What do you make of the Terry McLaurin
injury? Shout out to my man, Matt. Shout out to my nephew, G, from the shop. Hey, Kevin, man.
Is G really your nephew?
We don't have nobody to throw him, huh?
Is G legitimately your nephew?
Not legitimately, but he's solely my nephew. That's my nephew.
Yeah.
G from the shop.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Kevin, if we don't have Terry, we're in trouble. We need somebody to throw the ball to. You know, Luke McCaffrey going to have to step his game up. Debo going to have to step his game up. And whoever else they got. Because we need threats on the edges, man. We need threats at both ends, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have to get Ben Sennett in there, Zach Ertz, man, and Perry. And then you talk about Noah Brown. Noah Brown ain't getting nothing to be getting no shout-out for, man, you know?
Yeah, but
man,
he's kind of a favorite of Jaden, and he's a big target. I think they miss Noah Brown when he's not out there, actually. I think they feel like they miss him.
Well, the last time he was out there, Kevin, man, he was dropping them. You know what I mean? He couldn't bring them in, you know? But we're going to be in trouble, man, if we don't have nobody to throw the ball to. Hey, Kevin, man, I was at the game, man. A lot of energy, man, you know? I don't know about these next games because they're going to be in the evening time and at night, right? But, man, anyway, I love you, man. Thanks for taking my call. I
appreciate it, Bones, as always. By the way, the Ryan Vermillion thing, it was oxycodone, so it was painkillers, pain medication, not anti-anxiety medication, and he was they deferred prosecution. I still can't find exactly what the resolution is. If ever anybody can find it, send it to me. Because for whatever reason, part of me wants to say that Vermillion, for the most part, was exonerated. but I don't remember that for sure. Max, go ahead. Terry McLaurin's got an injured quad. He's seeking many opinions, according to Ian Rappaport. What's your reaction to Terry being hurt week three?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. I called about a year ago. Same situation, walking off the golf course here in Larchmont, Mamaroneck, New York. You know the golf courses.
Yes.
Anyways, in this wonderful fall weather, I called last year because, you know, we were talking about Jaden's 84% completion percentage. And I told you he's going to regress to what he was in college, which is 60%, which is where he's pretty much at now. Now for Terry McLaurin, which is complete Ashburn syndrome for 5 years with this guy. He's insufferable. You guys fail to mention, besides the fact he held out, he obviously has a soft tissue injury, which is expected when you don't work out an entire 3 months at the level you need to work out. But besides that, have you really delved into this contract situation with him? What was the result?
It was not a good result for him and his agent.
Well, actually, it was a good result for his agent. So a contract in NFL terms, agents get 3% of the new contract, of the entire contract. He was still stuck, his agent, on the prior contract if he played out the season. Effectively, by getting an extension, which was really just a franchise tag for next year, added onto his contract this
point.
Year slightly. Yeah, that new contract, the agent gets a 3% on that new negotiated contract.
We understand that.
So, but Terry basically got, in essence, a total of $12 million more by just signing this new contract.
Well, yeah, but it was nowhere near what he wanted and what they had been asking for. The agent wanted 3% of $80 million guaranteed. They got 45-ish guaranteed.
I know, Kevin, but we both knew and everyone knew that he was never going to get that.
I understand. We both understand that he should have signed that deal, and it was good for him to sign the deal. If that's what you're saying, I totally agree with you. The point being, it was very disappointing from their end. They didn't get anywhere near what they thought they were worth. But anyway, get back to the insufferable part.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to the point. So the bottom line is this. The contract he got basically netted him at $12 million this year that he wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Right.
And that $12 million, about, because it's a new contract, $9 million of the new contract extension goes to the agent. So to tie this back, his buddy, who's buddy, basically his agent, is getting an extra $9 million. He dragged it out for his friend, his agent, to get that extra money. And at the end of the day, what happens? He gets a soft tissue injury. Which is expected when you don't work out, when you don't play, when you don't accelerate. So why is this crowd, why is this fan base so accepting of individuals who at the end of the day work selfishly for themselves or for their agents? And this was a classic.
Well, this is your opinion
situation.
That he held out for his agent. That's an opinion. That's not a fact.
Well, that's what he got.
But that's,
well,
how else
that's not what the intent
what
was. The intent was that to get a contract, you know, just short of Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase's contract. That's what he, and then it was DK Metcalf's contract.
Anyone,
he didn't get anywhere near that.
5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes of research. Look, by anyone would have said he would have never gotten that.
Of course. We talked about that all summer. But if that's what you're talking about, Max, in terms of it, I'm with you. I was here every single day saying there's no way they're going to give him that, and there's no way they should give him that. And the agent and the player, because the player's a grown-up, they need to get real about who he is as a player, his age, all the factors, and get something done and take it, because he would never get anywhere near this a year from now. This was his last opportunity to get any kind of guaranteed money. So I'm happy for him that he got some guaranteed money, but in terms of the delusion around what he was worth and the way it was handled, I think it was handled very poorly by them. Now, whether or not that led to this injury, that's your opinion. I don't know if that's what led to this injury, but I do think, and I've had to deal with the fans all along that have thought he's the greatest thing to ever happen to this organization, and he's definitely an elite wide receiver. No, he isn't. He's never been. And I'm old enough to remember Gary Clark and Art Monk. All due respect to Terry McLaurin, we've had true championship elite receivers in this organization, and he's well below those. Now, he's in that next tier with Santana. You know, he's in that next group. But look, when you've had nothing for as long as this fan base has had nothing, and you've been abused the way this fan base has been abused, Terry was a bright light because of the way he handled himself and because he was a very good player. But you don't pay for past in this league. You pay for what somebody's going to give you moving forward.
And that's a life lesson in any profession.
Of course.
But moving forward, and when you want to have this conversation, maybe in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, I'll call back in. But we need to really understand this Jaden situation, because to me, this guy has been playing sort of, off the seat of his pants a little bit here. And yes, he had a good season last year.
No, he had a great season last year.
He was.
He had a great season last year.
He's not the darling anymore on EPA, on
two games,
including
playing maybe the best defense in the NFL.
Well,
you're really not. Max, you're fairly bright. I know you're fairly bright. You're not going to go down the path where you tell me that Jaden's overrated, are you? That he's really not that good.
We're going to talk about it in 2 to 4 weeks. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But
once he's healthy and starts playing, please call back. What was your description of the season last year? He had an okay season?
Season? When you beat four winning teams and Detroit lost their starting quarterback with a broken arm on the second play,
and who did?
Tampa Bay lost their secondary and their safety, who was the quarterback of their defense, a week before
Detroit,
that game.
Detroit didn't lose their quarterback on the second play. Jared Goff played that whole game.
The cornerback.
Oh, the corner.
The cornerback. Yeah. He broke his arm second play of the game.
Yeah.
And they had lost their cornerback, their other starting cornerback.
Their defense was in shambles, no doubt. So is Tampa's to a certain degree. You're right.
The quarterback of their defense, their safety, the quarterback of their defense, their safety, a week prior to our game as well.
How do you account for playing against the best defense in the NFL late December and bringing them back from 21 to 10 down or whatever it was?
DJ Gardner got kicked out of that game, and that game changed as soon as he left that game. Go back and look at that film.
Because Gardner Johnson left the game. That's why it changed? Come on.
Well, he's the one he's the one
Jaden strapped the team to his back in that game. He threw five touchdown passes. He let him down the field multiple times with the game on the line.
Kevin.
Come on. Stop. All right, I got to move on. Max, thanks for the call. Play some good golf today at, Wingfoot or wherever you are. Colby, finish it up for us. Go ahead, quickly.
It's kind of disappointing three games into the season, and we have to listen to people who are doubting our quarterback, who was one game away from the Super Bowl last season.
Yeah.
It's after injury. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, any GM who would soft bench the rookie of the year two games in the season,
here we go with this,
be ran out of the league.
I love soft bench.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating listening to some of these calls. And what I want to say, Kevin, is you got a lot of listeners. A certain percentage are callers. So I would say that there are some callers like Sabah and Max who probably wanted another quarterback drafted or wanted to keep Sam Howell or something like that, who are going to complain. But let's get back on track. With Terry, I agree with you on the things that you mentioned before that you took calls. One thing that I will say is I question after his contract negotiation whether he's just on bad terms with the team and the organization. And
because it's certainly in my mind, yes. They were hurt by the entire process, no doubt, and angry.
So, yeah, with everything you said, I would add on to that. Maybe he just doesn't trust them and wants to go outside of the organization at this point to seek other you know, what other doctors have to say. But that's all I had.
That ain't going to happen. They ended up paying him and giving him some guaranteed money when they did not have to do that because they're in this window and they wanted him. They liked Terry. That was the point all along.
He's
appreciate
a good
the
quarterback.
Call. Yeah, I'm sorry? Yeah. The point all summer long was, they don't have to do this, people. There's nothing that says someone entering their final year of a contract, you have to extend them. They did it because they like the player and because the player's a good player. They like him personally, and he's a good player. There's no doubt that the process over the summer was contentious and, you know, probably left some ill feelings on both ends. But... you know, that's business. That's business. You got to put that behind you. That deal's done. And for Terry, he has a chance by playing exceptionally well to keep getting the rest of this deal. Even though it isn't guaranteed beyond next season, he could still, with incentives and all of that stuff, earn $96 million. Over that three-year contract extension, over the next four seasons, if he plays at a high level. So I don't believe that he's taking some sort of, you know, hurt out on the team right now. I don't believe that at all. I honestly don't. I think that there was definitely some hurt and frustration and anger. I think there's still some of that. But he's a pro, and there is a big prize at the end of this thing if he can go play at a high level for the next several years. And by the way, they need him to play at a high level this year. Need that. All right. Santana Moss joined me earlier this week on my podcast to reminisce about 20 years ago this week, the Monday Night Miracle. It's got some great stories, including a part of the end of that game against the Cowboys that I had never heard before. You'll hear it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.